Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Luigi Mangione, the suspected gunman in the deadly shooting of United Healthcare CEO, is waking up in a jail cell today. Pennsylvania state officials tracked him down thanks to the help of a good Samaritan who saw something and said something.
This manhunt is over and the extradition process is just beginning to get Luigi Mangione from here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, back to New York, where he's now facing murder charges.
He was very careful with trying to stay low profile, avoid cameras, not all that successfully in some cases, but that was certainly the effort he was making.
Lieutenant Colonel Bivens from the Pennsylvania State Police say Mangione was arrested while he was sitting at a back table at McDonald's eating breakfast with his mask on. One of his high school classmates at the Gilman School in Baltimore, Minjun Kim, tells ABC News he knew Mangione as a bright valedictorian.
He came off as a really good kid, very nice, very humble, open to talk to anyone.
He's facing murder charges in New York, and here in Pennsylvania, he's facing forgery and gun charges. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Police say the shooting was likely carried out with a ghost gun, one of the nearly untraceable weapons that can be made at home on a 3D printer and does not have a serial number. The gun was capable of firing 9mm rounds. It also had a silencer. And ghost guns continue to be a problem for law enforcement. And here in Nassau County, the district attorney is announcing a big ghost gun bust later this morning. They say they'll announce the indictment of a Floral Park man after an investigation into the manufacturing of ghost guns.
Authorities say the man in his 20s was found to have completed ghost guns in his Floral Park home, and he had special hiding places for them in traps throughout the house, seized by investigators, the equipment and other parts to make the ghost guns. And this was a joint investigation between law enforcement here on Long Island, Homeland Security, and authorities in New York City. Police say a ghost gun was used to kill the United Healthcare CEO. A ghost gun is a nearly untraceable weapon. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Players on a Long Island basketball team say they had racial slurs hurled at them during a game in Suffolk County. The Patchogue Medford team says fans in the stands directed taunts and racial slurs at them while they played West Islip High School. Suffolk County legislator Jason Richburg says the whole incident is very sad. He hopes discussions will now happen within the schools and within families.
This is a good conversation for the school districts and us personally to have in our homes about what language is appropriate and what language is not.
Both schools expressed deep disapproval of the incident. Wes Islip superintendent said they take the said the allegations were extremely concerning and they take the matter very seriously. A gang leader from Queens has now pleaded guilty to ordering the killing of a 15-year-old boy in Hempstead, Long Island, back in 2016. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District says 28-year-old Junior Zelaya Canales, a leader in the 18th Street gang, ordered two lower-level gang members to kill 15-year-old Joshua Guzman because the gang perceived Guzman as disrespectful toward its members. Authorities say Zelaya Canales sent the gang members to lure Guzman out and murder him as part of a demonstration of their allegiance to the 18th Street gang. Canales entered a plea of guilty to racketeering conspiracy charges. He's scheduled for sentencing July 17, 2025. A new Siena poll shows Governor Hochul is still struggling with her approval and favorability rating, but it has improved slightly. Hochul has a 39% favorability rating, but that's up from 36% in October. Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg spoke to 1010 Winds.
Her favorability rating has not been positive in almost a year. You'd have to go back to January of this year when she had a positive favorability rating, 45% to 42%.
Only about a third of New Yorkers said they would re-elect Hochul in 2026, while a slight majority, 57%, want someone else. When it comes to the incoming presidential administration, that same poll showing that President-elect Donald Trump has a negative 37% favorability rating, and by a 50 to 39% margin, voters say the second Trump presidency will be bad for New York. Two people have died in two separate murders in Brooklyn, just hours apart. A 26-year-old man was stabbed in the chest around 10:30 Monday morning on Flatbush Avenue in South Midwood. Police say the victim got into an argument with another man in the middle of the street. Just hours later, around 4:30, a 28-year-old man was shot in the head. That victim got into a fight with two men on East 32nd Street in East Flatbush before that shooting. So far, there have been no arrests in either case. And we're learning more today about the two migrant teens who were stabbed in Lower Manhattan last week, one fatally. Investigators are now saying it all started from a dispute between two rival gangs. A 17-year-old was killed, an 18-year-old wounded. Police reviewed video, which they say shows the victims may have started the street brawl. NYPD Assistant Chief Jason Savino.
And note that the heart is broken, but they also stated every Kokolo shot. Now, what's a Kokolo? A Kokolo is described as definition as Afro-Caribbean migrants. So there is a little bit of a gang beef, and that obviously plays towards motive as well.
It had originally been reported that the teens were stabbed after a group came up to them and asked if they spoke English. Police now believe that story is false, and they've released pictures and videos of the multiple suspects, which you can see at 1010winds.com. 25 migrant shelters will soon close in New York, including the massive Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn. Mayor Adams says the shelter population has been declining for the past 22 weeks. Adams says the closings, which will come within the next 2 months, will save the city $2.3 billion. A bad neighbor on Long Island is being accused of attacking a nurse and a police officer. It all started when 34-year-old Tiara Gooden of Locust Valley got into an argument yesterday with her next-door neighbor about their mail. Police say Gooden hurt herself when she slammed her neighbor's screen door. She asked for medical attention and was taken to a hospital. But while there, police say she became combative and scratched a nurse's hand and bit the hand of a police officer. She's being charged with assault and criminal mischief and is due in court later today. Well, more of those mysterious drones are being spotted in our area. The latest one in Brooklyn, where Bay Ridge residents have been reporting the sightings. Staten Islanders have reported them as well. The drones were first seen over Morris County, New Jersey last month. Governor Phil Murphy says he's spoken with Homeland Security to get some answers. The FBI is also investigating. And you can report sightings by contacting 1-800-CALL-FBI or by uploading pictures and videos to tips.fbi.gov.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.